This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts team dietitian Allison Trofe. Allison, your second year with the Lugnuts, but this year full-time in terms of traveling on the road as well. This year, in your second year with the Lansing Lugnuts, how has your position changed besides the obvious?
Yeah, so the position is obviously a lot more comprehensive. The biggest difference from last year to this year is we're on the road. So it's every affiliate has a dietitian now that's full-time. So we're doing a lot of the same types of responsibilities, except we are taking a bigger role on the road this year, traveling everywhere, making sure pre- and post-game meals are set up every single place we go on the road, and getting a little bit more done when we're on the road with the team. Last year we had to do everything at home, and this year we're able to do a little bit more because we're traveling with the team everywhere they go.
Last year you took some exploratory trips on the road just to see what the road experience is like. What are the road challenges like for the players?
For the players, the biggest challenges I see are just having access to good food. So, you know, we stay in some good hotels, sometimes some not so great hotels, and sometimes those hotels don't have food options around them. So it's, I'm thankful that we have a great bus driver that will drive them places that might have some more healthful options for them. But in general, you know, the not all of the places have healthy food choices available that are, you know, good for their performance. And then also just the schedule in general. So just as an example, you know, we might have a 7 p.m. game that goes until we get back at midnight. And then the next day we might have a day game that starts at 10:30. And so it's just, you know, the eating schedule's a little bit off, where they might be eating really late and then they're getting in super early. So they're, you know, they're losing sleep and, you know, their hunger cues and those types of things might be a little bit off just because of the schedule. So those are the biggest challenges I see.
When people hear that you're the Lugnuts dietitian, what misconceptions do they have?
Misconceptions?
Yes. Is there anything that people might think about the role or might not understand all of the different things that you do for this team?
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good question. I think a lot of times, especially on the road, people think that all we're doing is the food, but there's actually a lot of things we do behind the scenes. For example, we're controlling pretty much everything the players put into their bodies as far as supplements, to make sure what they're taking is safe and effective. So we monitor that on every single player. We also do body composition, so we're doing body comp every 8 weeks and following up to make sure the players are getting to, you know, whatever their goal body composition is for their position, whether they're a pitcher or they're a hitter and they're trying to put on muscle mass. So we do that every 8 weeks. We also do hydration testing, so we'll actually make sure that every player has their own individualized hydration plan to make sure that they're cognitively functioning appropriately, especially, you know, on the mound for pitchers. Hydration is really, really important. Also, caffeine timing is really important for these guys, especially with the crazy schedule that I was just talking about. So yeah, I think a lot of times it ends up, because food is a big piece of the job, I think people a lot of times think that's all we do, but there's a lot of things behind the scenes we're doing as well, to just give them that little bit of an extra edge.
What do you mean caffeine timing?
Yeah, so with caffeine, there's kind of, and everybody has sort of an upper limit, and it's based on your body weight. So with, especially again with our pitchers, because caffeine, what the research shows with caffeine is a couple things it can help a pitcher or any athlete stay focused cognitively, and then also can delay fatigue. So we want to make sure that our players have, they know that upper limit, they know how sensitized they are to caffeine, and so we set that for them and we kind of play with that during practice to make sure that, you know, we're not going overboard or that they're not getting enough. And we need to time it appropriately. So there's a kind of a caffeine window that it stays in your system for about 4 hours, but also there's a peak time. So we want to make sure that we're getting that down for every single player so that they're getting the maximum benefit from that caffeine.
There's another variable that affects the players besides the different home, road, the schedules of the game times. They have to deal with, in April, the cold, the rain, and in summer it's about to get very hot. How does that affect your position?
Yeah, absolutely. So that goes back to hydration. So a lot of times, you know, when they do come in April, in Michigan, there is snow on the ground, it is cold, they don't realize that they are still sweating, right? And they are still exerting themselves, which means they're losing water through breathing too. So continually giving those messages that even though it's cold out, you are still losing body water, right? So we do still have to talk about hydration. We might just use it different ways. We might do like bone broth instead of using cold water, or we might do some sort of like tea or something like that. And then as we get into the summer months, the message will change a little bit. The message doesn't change in the fact that we don't want them to be dehydrated, but we'll use different products. So we might use you know, sports drinks or more water instead of like bone broth and that type of thing.
And finally, what are your goals for yourself, your position, and for this team moving forward through the rest of the year?
Yeah, so my biggest goals with the team are, you know, I'm part of what's called our high performance team. So we have Justin Batcher, who's the strength and conditioning coach, and we have Hiroki, who is the athletic trainer. So we make up, and we have Rob, who's our mental performance coach. We make up the high performance team, and really our goal is to keep the players available, to keep the players healthy. And I, you know, Hiroki takes the biggest role in that, but we all play a piece in that, that we're truly, our goal is just to keep them healthy and keep them available, keep them on the field. So my goal is just to be a part of that team and make sure I'm a piece of the puzzle that's helping them be able to do that and helping them get to their goals, which, you know, no matter what that is, it's that's what we're all here for.
Allison, thank you very much.
Of course, thank you.
Lansing Lugnuts dietitian Allison Trofe. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.